الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, this kainat and this universe has an Allah who controls from east to west, north to south, above, beneath. Everything under the control of Allah. Nothing escapes this Allah. لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء. To an amount and an atom does not escape the knowledge of Allah, whatever is in the heavens and the earth. No leaf يعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلم في ظلمات الأرض ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. No leaf falls from the tree except that is in the complete knowledge of Allah. Whichever corner, whichever graveyard, whichever orchard, whichever farm, wherever this leaf is falling, complete knowledge before Allah. Yesterday is before Allah, today is before Allah, and tomorrow is in the knowledge of Allah. So what is going on in the world and what we see is actually before Allah, who is Sami' and his basir, he listens, and his basir, and he sees. He's not blinded. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. To look after the creation and to look over me and you for our needs. No slumber overtakes Allah. No sleep overtakes Allah. Complete knowledge, watching everything, what is going on. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور فاصبر فإنك بأعيننا. It's all before Allah. Nothing escapes Allah. So today we're seeing that, you know what, we just completed the month of Ramadan and we are just over 2 weeks old and we see what's going on around in the world and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way we've been treated or the way the massacres are taking place, this is all before Allah. But there's one thing that we must all concede and acknowledge. 3 million people stand behind the Imam of the Kaaba. 27th night, 29th night, or name the night of the odd nights. The Kaaba Sharif, when Nabis and their followers took sanctuary in the area. And in that place, and he's saying for half an hour, 40 minutes, he's making dua. And 3 million people saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And we today, we see what's going on. It's a sign that, you know what, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not answered our dua. Has not responded to our dua. Allah is ready. Allah was ready to give hidayah to Fir'aun. Allah was ready to give hidayah or accept Qarun. Fir'aun put himself on one platform like Allah. Ana rabbukum ala. I am the Rabb most high, like how your Allah is. Qarun did the worst of sins, that he falsely accused and set up the scene for a woman to accuse Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, of zina. And Allah turned it that this woman said, Qarun paid me to accuse you of zina. Allah was ready to accept him. In the battle of Badr, the Quran is saying, 313 people. Like, you know, we went to the beach, we saw the weather, we didn't carry our costumes. He said, hey, no, you know what, let's jump in. Never mind. So with our clothes also we jumped in. Now I'm giving you Badr. Now they did not go for battle. They went to intercept the caravan. Allah calls it Yawmul Furqan, the day of Christ, distinguishing between Haqq and Batil. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, tell me Muhammad, which is the best of all your companions here? He says, those who fought in Badr. Jibreel alayhi salam says to Nabi of Allah, amongst us the malaika, the best of the malaika, those who came down on the battle of Badr. No one also got this stamp on them, that Allah said to the people of Badr, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Do what you want, I've forgiven you. Whether you do salatul tasbih, make extra tawaf, make a hajj, I have forgiven you all who took part in Badr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put another stamp on them. No one also got this. 313 people. The Nabi of Allah says, Allahumma in tuqlik hazi isaba, la tuqbad fil ardi abada. Wallah, if you destroy these 313, I fear that your name will not be taken on this earth. So those people, when they lifted their hand up, Allah is saying in the Quran, istastaghisuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum. When they sought, you have 313 against 1,000. Before they dropped their hands, the malaika were there. Jibreel Ali, Umar radiallahu anhu is standing next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wind blows. So he asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is that strong wing? He says, no, Jibreel came with 500 malaika. A few minutes later, again the wind blows strongly. He says, Umar anhu says, O Nabi of Allah, what is that? He says, Mikael has come with 500 malaika. On way, the dua of those people would 5 camels, two horses, shade. Didn't even bring their armor, taking sticks, and they were turning in their hand into swords and fighting those people who were armed to the teeth, and they're standing before them. And we are sitting here and we are saying 3 million people. And in every masjid, in every house of Allah, around the globe, we all making dua. Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. Syria, Syria, Syria. And it becomes worse and worse and worse. Are we not asking ourselves? Are we not questioning our inside? That what is going on? There is an Allah who is Sami and is Basir. And the Allah who loves the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the Khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Wasila bin Askar radiallahu says that this is the first time, or you say second time after Mota, we are fighting the Romans. The Romans were 100,000, we were 8,000. We came into an area that they surrounded us. When you get surrounded, you 8,000, they 100,000, you know what? The writing is on the wall, you're going to die. So he says, I said to myself, and many of us considered and acknowledged, Hauna al Mahshar al Yom. Today we all gonna die here. Hauna al Mahshar al Yom. He says, we Arabs, you know, we sing poetry and we go into the battlefield. Arabs, they don't fight for maut. Allah has put shujaat. They brave, they bold, they courageous. That they sing poetry and they go in front. بنو الدبا نحن بنو الدبا الموت أحلى من أصلي من أصلي نحن بنو الجملي is الموت نزلي. He's singing the poem and he's going in front with his horse. Jafar رضي الله عنه says, يا حبز الجنة موتا يا حبز الجنة واقترابها طيبة باردة شرابها والروم روم قدنا أذابها والكافرة بعيدة أنصابها. He's saying the battle, he cuts the legs of the horses and he's galloping in front and he says, I'll stand up alone in front of these Romans. Abdullah bin Rawaha, in the battle he's eating. He takes the piece of meat and he throws it. He says, Ya nafs, Allah tuqtani tamuti, haza himamun moti kassuriti, wa ma tamanniti faqad utiti, intafali fi'lahuma faqad huditi. Singing poetry and going in the battle and knowing that death is staring them in the eye. No, fearless. He says, but that day,
Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu is standing in Khaybar. أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرا كليس خابات كريه المنظرة.
Singing poem and going front.
Now we coming now and we saying that 8,000 people surrounded by 100,000 surrounding them. He says, Ha hunna al mashar. Hey, we all going to die here. We all going to die here.
We all forgot our poetry. Two words came in our line, on our mouth, on our tongue.
Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummat Muhammad. Oh, the Rabb of Muhammad, help the ummat of Muhammad. Abdullah bin Umar says, you know what? I saw in the sky, like a sunroof opening, 400 malaika descended, all clad in white. And the sun gave a brighter shine. And he says, I looked, it was the malaika that were fighting, and that which was a victory.
Allah is there.
Allah is there. When their eyes were parked of the nakedness of all women that we sitting, and the youth has indulged the entire night from room to room, from bedroom to bedroom. Everyone is sitting, and the reels and the YouTubes and the Instagrams and the Facebook, and turning and turning, and the data is depleting, and we're buying more and we're watching more nakedness. Then where is the help going to come? Wave 30,000 Palestine flags and shout out the slogans of Palestine. Free Gaza from river to sea. Nothing is going to happen. Because why? The eyes have become full of dirt and filth. When the tongues has violated the order of Allah, and the tongues, vulgar language, crush the feeling of the wife, crush the feeling of the children, crush the feeling of the staff, lies on the tongue. Where is the help of Allah going to come? When the stomach knows no boundaries, halal, haram, long as I live those holidays, long as I live that shirans and bras and this and that, then where is the help of Allah going to come when we don't distinguish between halal, haram, the stomach is free? When the belt of iffat is not tied, then how can the help of Allah come? Allah has a system and rule. Like you download an app and you come online and then you use it, then you take the benefits of the app. But now there's a system and rule and regulation where you say to make the nusrat of Allah wajib for us, the help of Allah obligatory for us. There was that time in the ummah. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu goes to visit Walid bin Abdul Malik in Damascus, and he catches gangrene on his feet, and they say there's no other way but amputate this feet, one foot. The operation is done. He says, I will not take poison for anesthetic. I've never taken haram in my life. Why today I'll take haram? If I'm going to die, I'll die. I'll die with halal. So as the operation was performed, and the cut piece, or you say, that which is separated from his body, was in the hand of the nurse. وَالَّذِي حَمَلَنِي إِلَيْكَ مَا حَمَّا مَشَيْتُ بِكِ إِلَىٰ. By the custom of that Allah who transported me on this leg, I have never ever walked with haram ever in my life with you. It's a maiden on the leg. It's a maiden on the leg. Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, named Yaqub, coming from a washerman's house, mother, widowed, early in life, becomes Abu Yusuf. He points to his stomach on his mud bed. He says, Wallahi, Wallahi, Wallahi. By the custom of Allah, ma adkhaltu fi batni dirhaman haraman qattu. By the custom of Allah, I have never entered one dirham of haram in my stomach in my entire life. Bold a maiden on his stomach. Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, his son Ibrahim, is standing on his deathbed. And his son is looking at the father and he's crying. He says, son, why are you crying? He says, I seen you in those days, in your glory days, teaching hadith, teaching Quran, and we benefit from you as a father, being that personality. Today we seeing you leaving. We don't know how Allah is going to treat you. He says, don't worry. You know, we stuck at the airport.
So the children looking at the father, now he couldn't catch the flight. So, you know, the father takes out his wallet and says, what you're crying? I got my American Express card here. Everything is sorted. So you know what Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash says? I got that card. Ma halaltu sarawiri harami fi haramin qattu. I have never opened my bottom and garment upon haram ever in my life. I got that card to present before Allah for my forgiveness. Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala fought in battle of Badr, Uhud, Hudaybiyah. Regarding Badr, I told you. Regarding Hudaybiyah, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah is pleased with Abu Dujana because he was from Hudaybiyah and took bait under the tree. He's a son, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every sahabi, Allah has promised Jannat. So they ask him in the battle of Yamama against Musaylimah al-Kazzab. He's fasting and his mouth is coming as a shaheed. And he says that what action you have most, or which card is going to benefit most? The Visa, the Master, the American Express one, which one? He says, you know what? I have never harmed anyone with my tongue in my entire life. I have that action to present before Allah. I bowed a maiden on my tongue. Brothers, innocence cannot be bought. Innocence cannot be bought. This is earned. If what is left in our life, we sit today and we make tawbah, that the gutters of the rahmat and the nusrat of Allah has become clogged, would from room to room, from business to business, office to hours, hour to hour, it's all reels and it's all YouTube and it's all Facebook, and the dirt and filth, that we go satisfy our hawas outside the house as well. Then where is the help of Allah going to come? Cry Gaza 50 times, cry Syria 50 times. There were those people who lived on the benefit that man came, Nawab of Delhi. There's no water, there's no rain. For days they're asking for rain. Istisqa. Pious people make dua, the rain doesn't come. One boy, he's asking, why are you gathered here? He says, we don't have rain. He went to the camel where his mother was sitting and he caught his mother's dress. By the iffat and the chastity of my mother, who has never opened the force to haram, I asked you to send rain. The cloud gave the thunder and the rain came down on the benefit of the iffat of that woman. Barq Abid rahmatullah alayhi, at the time of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, there was no water. Musa alayhi salam says, let's go make dua for istisqa. So he says, that person who has committed the gunai kabira, don't come with me. It's your nahusat that the rain will not come. Or your misfortune and your bad omen, the rain will not come. So everyone, most of them walked aside. So Barq Abid, he says, Musa, I want to ask you something. He says, tell me if this is a sin. And if you say it's a sin, I will not come also. He says, I was walking past a home. And the curtains were open. The door was also open. Before I could turn my head and looked at that ghair mahram woman. And for that I punished my eye. I took my finger and I gouged out my eye. And he said, disobedience before I accept, I tick off, I got this eye that you see squint is because of that. So Musa says, that's not a sin. You come and make dua. So he picks his hands up and he makes dua and he says, Ya Rabbana. Before he completed the sentence, the sky gave way and rain came. On the benefit who? Of that one man who preserved his limbs. Brothers, from side to, from corner to corner, from young to old, from father-in-law to son-in-law, from daughter-in-law to mother-in-law, all abuse. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Yes, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. But there's some laws for this. There's some system. We're in a platform at that time. Abu Bakr radiallahu says in Battle of Yamama. He says, where's Qa'qa ibn Malik? He says, he's here. He says, go and send him, let him join the army. He says, فَإِنَّ صَوْتَهُ يُسَاوِي أَلْفَ صَوْتٍ, because his voice is equal to 1,000 voices. When he says, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, it sounds like 1,000. The power of the voice of a person. Uqba bin Nafi goes, and he says, we're going to Qirawan, which is the northern Africa. He takes 18 Sahaba, and he says, the blessing of the Sahaba, all animals of the jungle, listen to me, all of you depart. We are the Rasul of Allah. And if we, whichever one we find after 3 days here, we will rid off or we will kill. They say the tiger with his cubs, the lion with his cubs, the leopard with his baby, the snake with his baby. They all crowd out on the voice and the addressing of a man. That's how powerful his voice was. Aurangzeb Rahmatullah Ali is reading Tahajjud Salah, Taj Mahal. His father was Shah Jahan. Shah Jahan built Taj Mahal. Aurangzeb Rahmatullah Ali, as he's reading his Tahajjud Salah, the Jamna River flows over the fence. And the Jamna River, like how the waves become rowdy, it becomes rowdy. So after 4 rakats, he says, shh, Shiva. The Hindu warrior was with his army on the other side of the fence. And the entire Jamna River becomes calm on the shoe of who? Aurangzeb Rahmatullah Ali. He says, if his voice got so much strength, then what will be his physical strength? Let's take our army and go back. The rally and the protest has no strength. The flags and this waving has no wind. Because why? The limbs are tainted. The eyes have become tainted. The tongue is vulgar. All rebelling against Allah. And then we sing one slogan, Palestine, river to the sea. And then we ask him, is Allah hearing? What kind of Allah we have? Let's do this, brothers. If you start today and you say, what's balance of my life? I'll build a maiden from now to mouth, on my tongue, on my eye, on my legs. Imam Jarir Tabri Rahmatullah Ali is disembarking from a ship. In those days, they used to throw a ladder down. Today, in the plane, you come down, they come with the stairs and everyone come down. So in those days, I traveled to Zanzibar, I saw this. But the people also, they jumped down. Those were in a hurry. So Jarir Tabri is 84 years old. And his murids are all young. His students are young. So they see the height that he has jumped. First they say, we will follow the sheikh. So they all go there. He jumps first. And they see the height. They say, no, let's go through the stairs. They come on the other side. Sheikh, how you did it? 84 years old. I want to say that, you know, he's old but not cold. But I'd rather say this way. You know what I'm saying? He said this right down in our heart. You and I and my children and your children. حَفِظْنَا الْعَادَى فِي الصِّغَرْ فَحَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الْكِبَرِ. We protected our limbs from haram when it was young. Allah protected it from getting old when we became old. Brothers, let's make tawbah. Let's make tawbah. These people are crying. We can't see the tears anymore. These babies are crying. They have a case against us on the day of Ashur. That we did we make dua? Was our dua strong enough? How did we cry for them in the nights? Did we become restless for them? Or we go on and on and on and block the gutters of the mercy of Allah? Allah is waiting. Allah is waiting. And on two, you don't have to be fancy in the words. You don't have to be loud in the words. But you have to be sincere in the words. And Allah on two words is ready to accept and open the sky of His rahmat and mercy. So let's be sincere today. Let's take this home. That you know what? Ramadan is completed, yes. But you know what? Our life is still there. Our life ends at maut. From now till maut, I will invest these limbs for the sake of Allah. In Antioquia, Heracle, the army came defeated. So he asked those people, أَخْبِرُونِ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. This happened in where? Yarmouk. Yarmouk battle took 12 days. 9 days, the Romans were winning. In 3 days, the Muslim won. Now we're not counting here. You know, these battles are there to defeat kufr actually. These battles not to call, you know what, we came in the Masjid Asr time on Saturday. Hey, we won. Who won? United won. Okay, who won? Liverpool won. So we won up on your street in the mosque and all. It's all happening. So anyway, it's not like that. It's not supporting clubs. This is defeating kufr and defeating batil. So this was defeating batil in the people. So when they came, 9 days defeat, 3 days, Ikramah bin Jahl stood up with 400 chiefs of Quraysh. And they fought till they saw Maut. And Allah changed the defeat into victory. So when they came, when the army that was defeated came back to Hirkal, it says, أَخْبِرُونِ أَنِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Inform me about those you fighting. You were something like 300,000 and they were only 60,000. He says, yes. He says, أَلَيْسُ بَشَرٌ مِسْلَكُمْ. Are they not men like you? He says, no, they're men like us. أَهُمْ أَكْسَرْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ أَكْسَرْ. He says, were they in majority? You in majority? He says, no. Every time we fought, we in majority. He says, then what happened? So one old man stood up and he said this. يَسُومُونَ النَّهَارَ وَيَقُومُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَيَفُونَ بِالْأَحَدِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَتَنَاصَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. He says, these people, you know them. They fast during the day. The nights are before their Allah. They enjoin what is good. They forbid what is evil. And they fulfill their promises. And they keep to their words. And they just amongst themselves. And they don't upset their Allah. And says, you know us. وَنَحْنُ نَشْرِبُ الْخَمْرِ. We drink at night. وَنَزْنِي. We commit zina in the morning. And we break our promises. And we serve the property of others. We steal. We lie. We do all this. Therefore, they're winning. We're not winning. We got the message, brothers. That we're not winning. Why? So, Hirkal said a great thing. He says, لَوْ صَدَقْتَنِي. If you are speaking the truth to me, then see this throne that I am sitting on. They will inherit it. They will inherit the throne that I am sitting on. Brothers, it's not far. It's we that need to get our act together. Allah give me tawfiq. Allah give us all tawfiq. Allah bless us. Fill the masjids by. Like how in Ramadan we are filling the masjids and making sajda and investing in dua. Like that after Ramadan, the same Allah we worshipping, invest our time until we see that the ummah's problems have become less. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَنَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ